what kind of show?
I would say that the season was successful, you know, truthfully.
For Chase Briscoe.
There was a lot to be proud of, so I would grade it a B-.
I don't have big fun adventures, just boring old me.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Fighting off the disappointment of Stuart Haas Racing closing down at season's end, Chase Briscoe broke a 73-race losing drought when he won the Southern 500 at Darlington to make the Cup Series playoff for the second time in 3 years. He survived into the second round, but still wound up 14th in the final standings.
It was probably the most weird season I've ever had in my career, you know, just with all the circumstances. And even off the racetrack, right? Like, just from a personal standpoint, it was crazy, you know, bringing twins into the world. So I would say that the season was successful, you know, truthfully. You know, I would have loved to be a little more competitive week in and week out. You know, there's a lot of weekends where we just were kind of non-relevant. But, you know, still to be able to say that you won the Southern 500 and, you know, was able to win in the final season of the team's existence and, you know, make it through the first round of the playoffs, like, there was a lot to be proud of. So I would grade it a B minus. Like, would have loved to run up front more, but still to be able to get to victory lane and do it in the way we did it and, you know, just the circumstances was a pretty cool year.
There are things, however, he wished had gone better.
You know, SHR shutting down was obviously a disappointment, right? And there's a couple of races where I would have loved to run better. Phoenix is one that stands out for sure. You know, the last race in existence, I think we ended up 29th. I had a speeding penalty. I didn't speed all year. I get one the last race of the year. Like, just all those things are disappointments, but I wouldn't say there's really anything that stands out as a big, big disappointment. There's certainly a lot of mistakes made along the way, but I think you're going to have those every year.
After making his Cup debut at Sonoma last June with Richard Childress, word is Australian Supercar Series champion Will Brown is trying to put together another deal with RCR this season to run COTA and Chicago.
Headed to Las Vegas Motor Speedway in March to enjoy great NASCAR racing? Then make your reservations now to stay at the South Point Hotel and Casino. The South Point has great race weekend ticket and room packages. Plus, they have a great variety of dining experiences and a world-class spa. Stay where the racers stay. The South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visit southpointcasino.com and book your springtime getaway today.
While a number of drivers are taking big trips during the offseason, when it comes to Alex Bowman, he'll tell you what he's doing is not that interesting and, well, downright dull.
Just work in my shop and go to Chili Bowl. I'm boring. I don't have any fun stories. I don't have big fun adventures. Just boring old me spinning wrenches.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.